we start, of course, with Tesla and what we got from that company. Ninth straight quarter of profit for Tesla. Revenue up 57%, $13.8 billion. That was just shy of what analysts had been predicting, but the adjusted earnings per share coming in well above what analysts had been predicting here. And really, you have to consider as you look at the reaction here this morning, you guys, in the Tesla shares, which have been pulling back, you have to consider that we have seen that 50% surge from the lows in Tesla. So this is a phenomenon, Brian Sozzi, that we've been seeing a little bit thus far, where if expectations are running really hot into a report, we've seen a little bit of disappointment in some cases in this young earnings season when the numbers actually come out.
And no plunges, but, you know, that's a positive spin. I'm going to keep it positive here on Tesla. I've been critical of Tesla through the years, but I think those that have come out bearish this morning or out there trading the stock to the downside for whatever reason because of a revenue miss in the quarter really is missing the bigger point here. And I've just gotten a good note from Adam Jonas over at Morgan Stanley, noting that despite rising, just higher inflation, component shortages, you have Tesla approaching annualized operating profits on an adjusted basis of $13 billion. That's now taking the company into the territory of Ford and General Motors on a fraction of the revenues. I look at some notes, other notes, Deutsche Bank calling attention to this company is now producing the highest gross margins and operating margins in its history. And about 9 o'clock last night, I had nothing else to do, so I tweeted the past 15 quarters of gross margins for Tesla because I have nothing else to do except do that and tweet that out. And you can see a clear upward trajectory in the profit margins of Tesla here. Bottom line, they're doing a good job squeezing more profits out per vehicle, and that should be commended for Tesla here. And you know, I think the sell-off we're seeing in the early going, it looks a little misguided to me.
You know, as they say, when you're bored, just tweet through it. But I mean, I think to your earlier point, Julie, you're absolutely right. I mean, this is really all about expectations. I think that's why you're seeing the stock down, despite the fact that it was a record quarter, 241,300 deliveries in the quarter, most of that in the Model 3 and the Model Y. But CFRA kind of summarizing really that they noted the reaction in the shares post-release was muted because, quote, expectations for a beat relative to consensus was priced in. And a lot of that is because of the rocket up that we've already seen in the stock ahead of these earnings. So I think it's interesting, though, some of these risk factors may also be weighing on the stock. We saw in the press release when they posted these earnings after the bell yesterday, they said, quote, while sequential growth remains our goal, the magnitude of growth will be determined largely by outside factors. So seems like just the big macro picture at hand has really surrendered a lot of the control in the company's ability to deal with some of these supply chain issues. But really, how much of a story is that idiosyncratic to Tesla? We know that this is a story across every company, across every industry, which I think maybe absolves Tesla of a more harsh stock reaction because of saying something like that. So I think broadly speaking, it was a good quarter for Tesla. We'll see if they can keep the momentum, especially with that focus on China in the quarters to come.
You know, one of the things that Brian Sozzi tweeted about in reaction to this report has to do with the automotive gross margins for Tesla, which came in north of 28%, which is the envy of the other automakers, right? But one of the other questions and one of the other reasons potentially why the shares are a little bit weaker today is that a lot of analysts are saying, could this be peak margins for the likes of a Tesla? In part because some of those cost issues that you're talking about that are affecting the automotive industry and beyond. And so that also might be, you know, we keep talking about potential peak profit margins, not just for Tesla, but about a lot of different companies. And so here is definitely an example where that appears to be a concern, Soz, on the part of investors.
Yeah, look, they have a lot of things ramping up over the next 12 months, a lot of new production. They're going to try to get the Cybertruck out at some point next year. So to your point, yes, that could be a component here on why Tesla shares are taking a profit. But just to let everyone know out there, it's not just all numbers and stock prices here. You know, we do like to have a little fun here. And to that end, on the conference call for Tesla, there was no Elon Musk. He said in the second quarter that was probably his last earnings call for the time being, unless he has something very important to talk about. And frankly, I thought the earnings call was quite boring, very standard-like, and kind of put me to sleep a little bit. And then last but not least, Wedbush, Dan Ives, out with a bull case of $1,500 a share on Tesla here this morning. Very aggressive. My friend Jim Cramer retweeted my tweet this morning, really kind of poking fun at it here. And I wouldn't be shocked if you do see some more very, maybe too aggressive price targets on Tesla coming out after this quarter. $1,500. I mean, that's almost a double here, guys. Actually, yeah, almost a double.
And then one final point worth mentioning, we cannot forget about the balance sheet implications of Bitcoin for Tesla. They actually recorded a Bitcoin-related impairment of $51 million in the third quarter. Again, not necessarily substantial, but notable still. That was because of, obviously, the volatility in Bitcoin prices in the third quarter. We know what's been going on with Bitcoin over the last 24 hours, but worth mentioning there because apparently that is now also a risk factor for companies in 2021, Julie.
Well, a few companies anyway, the ones that have it. Remember, back in February is when Tesla said it had taken a $1.5 billion stake in Bitcoin. And then apparently, remember, Musk had that sort of, I don't know, realization moment where he said, oh, maybe Bitcoin mining isn't so great for the environment, and said he was going to wind down some of the holdings. They sold 10% of that stake in April. And so now it looks like at the end of the latest quarter, $1.26 billion was the value of the stake, both because of that 10% cut and because of the changes in Bitcoin value. But obviously, as we know, Bitcoin has been going up since then.